Welcome to Our House Was Haunted. Oh, and Our Dad Was Kidnapped podcast.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of Our House Was Haunted. Oh, and Our Dad Was Kidnapped podcast.
Hey, everyone.
Okay, so first question I have to ask, are you having bad weather?
No, not today.
Wow, that's good. Yeah, I'm looking for
it. Yeah. It rained yesterday, though.
It rained yesterday?
Yeah, for a little while. Not too bad. Like, maybe for a good hour and a half or so. That was about it.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
I won't know the weather for the rest of the week until about 10 o'clock when I'll catch the news tonight. I'll see how the weather is for the rest of the week. I hope it's not bad.
Yeah, I hope not either.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about something that happened to us when we were younger in the house in Bartmer. Uh-huh. So, remember, we had 4 fireplaces. So, you know,
there's two downstairs, two upstairs. Yeah,
so there was one in the dining room, and then my bedroom was above the dining room, and I had a fireplace in there. And right. Then the living room had a fireplace, and Mom and Dad's room had the fireplace because their bedroom was directly above the living room.
Right.
We mainly use the fireplace in the dining room. And I think right. One time they had a fire, they lit a fire in my fireplace, but we mainly use the fireplace in the dining room.
Right.
So I remember one time me and you were asleep and Dad decided to light a fire in the living room fireplace.
Right. Yeah, I remember I slept through it, but I remember the aftermath the next day.
Yeah. So decided to light a fire, you know, not light a fire, but start a fire in the fireplace in the living room. And we had never used that fireplace. And so he started the fire. And I guess, I don't know if there was something wrong with the chimney, but the fire started backing out of the fireplace and started coming into the living room.
Yeah. And yeah. The carpet or something caught on fire. The floor, it burned a hole through the floor or something, didn't it?
It did. So yeah. We were asleep and the fire started coming out into the living room and mom and Dad were up and Dad called, you know, telling Mom, bring some water. And she just thought he wanted a cup of water, so she brought a cup of water. But yeah, the house that caught on fire. So
and remind you that our father was a trained firefighter.
but he put the fire out. So what happened was my mom saw the fire in the living room and she ran and called 911. And she gave the address. And so since our dad was a firefighter, they knew the address because, again, I told you, like in season 1, we were always having parties. So everyone knew our house because, like, our house was a party house. Like, even my dad's co-workers and stuff. You know, my mom's co-workers, dad, all the firefighters would come over to our house and party because, like I said, our house was a party house. So my mom called 911, and then Dad went and grabbed we have fire extinguishers everywhere. So he went and grabbed a fire extinguisher and he put the fire out. And then all of a sudden you heard all these sirens and just trucks coming from going down the street the wrong way and then coming the right way. So I don't know if you all are familiar, you could probably explain it. Was a fire engine, a firehouse?
The firehouse.
Okay.
The fire company.
So 911, I don't know how word got out, but I guess the 911 dispatcher contacted the closest fire station, which happened to be where our dad worked.
And 13, then
they must have called other closer, you know, closer fire stations in the area. So three, it was like a 3-alarm fire, but it really wasn't. They just came because they knew it was one of their own house was on fire. So
what happened when the dispatch initiated the call and set the tone out, they all the fire stations hear it on the intercom.
Even
if it's not in your district, because we stayed in the field district. So I think all the engine fire companies in the field district responded. That wasn't on a call at the time or anything like that. Any available apparatus that was at the station, they heard it on the field district. You know, it was like I said, it's the field district, and they rolled on the call.
Oh, so that's what happened.
So that's what happened, yeah. So you had engine house 13. Then you had engine house, I want to say 24, right there on Devolver.
Mm-hmm.
Then you probably had engine house the 28th in Hook and Ladder 15. They probably that's right down there. What was that on Enright? Enright, behind the old by Delmonico's.
Oh,
back there,
yeah,
on the high street right there. Yeah, so those all them right there, and I think engine house 14 rode on that call too. So
you really had all those four. It was four.
Yeah. Was probably a little bit more than that. Probably every available fire truck in the 5th district was at that call. that was his district, the 5th district. So, you know, they know each other addresses and stuff. So when they probably heard, you know, heard that Bartmer and the digits, you know, the address number, and they probably said, "Oh, that's one of us. That's Bo. You know, let's get that."
Yes. So yeah. We have four firehouses respond to our fire at our house.
Yeah.
And by the time they arrived, Dad had already put the fire out. So
yeah, I think they did a little extra precaution.
Yeah.
I still didn't realize how in the heck did that fire burn a hole through the floor.
I don't know.
I just knew that we couldn't. I knew not to go right there in that one area right there, because if you did, you was going in the basement.
Well, you know, the insurance adjusters came and they, you know, we got the carpet fix and the fireplace, and they fixed the hole in the floor. But yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I don't know how did that burn a big of a hole in the floor without the whole house is catching on fire.
Yeah. Well, because Dad had put it out.
Yeah, but that was still a nice size hole. But you think about it though, with the carpet and the couch and stuff like that, and Dad not having like a lot of pressure with the water in it like that, that still is weird to me. It just burned like a circle. It like almost like a complete circle.
Well, you know, that house was, you know, that's the name of our podcast.
it's just weird. It was just weird to me. And for him to get control of that fire that fast and it still burned a hole that size in the floor, it was always a mystery to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Dad about that as being grown, you know, how did that fire burn that big old hole in that floor like that? And he couldn't even answer.
And almost a complete circle, not a jagged circle, but a circle.
That was just weird to me. Really weird. And it's still weird to me today.
Because, you know, that living room, because, you know, we had a lot of antiques and stuff, and like the upholstery, you would have thought all that would have caught on fire, but no, it was like a complete circle in the middle of the floor.
Yeah. You know what was always weird to me? Those sliding doors. Those big sliding doors that they had down there.
Why were they weird?
I did because I just never. I guess I never seen a door like that before to move there.
Yeah, well, you know, that house was old though. Like that house when we bought it, it was 100 years old then, and that was back in the '80s.
Yeah, that was all where the slaves and stuff used to be at, if I'm not mistaken. Like, that was like a upper class neighborhood or something back in those days.
Well, it was a plantation at first, and then the plantation sold. You know, slavery was abolished, and then the landowner sold the land to the city, and then they built all those big houses there on that land.
Okay.
Yeah.
That house in the next door neighbor house was weird. I can't think of their name.
Oh no! Don't say their names.
No, I wasn't gonna say, but it was to the. If you're standing right in front of the house, it was to the right side.
Their house was bigger. Their house
was
bigger than our house, and our house was pretty big. I think our house was maybe 3,600 square feet. I'll have to look it up. I want to say it was either 3,000 square feet or 3,600 square feet. So it was pretty big. Originally it was 6 bedrooms.
Yeah. That family still owned their property to their house.
Oh, okay. Well, they were nice. We liked them, remember?
Yeah. I'm still in, I still talk to one of the son, the grandson, is friends with me on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And the granddaughter is too, and one of the daughters and the son. The son, the oldest son, the only son she had, didn't stay too far from their house. And, you know, he was still in touch. I actually was seeing him a lot before I moved down south.
You know, it would be interesting to talk to them to see if they had any activity in their house.
You know what? I could find out. It wouldn't be hard to find out.
Real interesting to see. Yeah. And then actually the two families that live across the street, I won't say their names either. It would be interesting to see if they have some stuff going on in their houses too.
Yeah, that wouldn't be hard to find out either.
Yeah, because I keep in touch with the family directly across the street from us. Yeah, well, one person from that family I keep in touch with.
I talk to, I want to say four, no, about five of them.
Our house is very active with paranormal activity. So if our house was haunted like that, I wonder if their houses were haunted like that too. But maybe no one talked about it.
I believe the house to the left was.
Oh yeah, it looked like
a weird thing that was going on over there. Anyway.
Yes, it looked like it too.
Yeah. I didn't know all the stuff that was going on in the house until I was grown.
Yeah, we talked about that before, but that house when you even looked at the house, it kind of had like a dreadful feeling, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. You remember the kids used to come out, it just looked so fearful of everything.
Yeah. And then, because like our house, I mean, like I said, our house had activity too, but like when you looked at our house, it didn't look scary.
Right. It didn't.
The house next to us looked scary.
Yeah.
But it wasn't run down, but it.
You know, it didn't look just gloomy.
It was just something about it that you knew, I don't know if I want to go over there. So. Yeah.
I wonder how them kids turned out.
I don't know.
Think last name or their names or nothing. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe the family that lived across the street from us, maybe they know.
Yeah, because they were there before we were.
Yeah, and after we left too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Dad saved one of the girls from a dog attack.
Oh, yeah. I guess we could talk about that. So what happened was, and I think I don't know if I mentioned it in one of the other episodes. So
you haven't.
Okay, so let me tell the story about this. It's kind of, you know, I'll lead up to it. So our dad was a firefighter. And in St. Louis, a lot of, or maybe I did talk about this. I can't remember. Old age. But anyway, I'll tell the story. So in St. Louis, if you've ever been, a lot of the houses are have three stories. It's like a common, especially in the city of St. Louis. A lot of the houses in the city have three stories. So anyway, so our dad was fighting a fire in a three-story house, and the fire was like on the third story. So, oh, wait a minute. No, we did talk about this because you told me the term. I was saying venting.
You didn't tell the part when he saved the girl from the dog, you know, from the dog from the neighbors.
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to lead up to it, though. Okay. Oh, okay. So in another episode, we did talk about the fire where our dad got injured. Yeah, because we talked about how he got injured and then he ended up opening the restaurant. Okay, so after our dad was injured from the fire where he fell through the roof, him and two of his co-workers, they fell all the way through from the roof of this three-story house all the way to the basement. Our dad's knee was messed up, so he was on crutches. So he happened to be home. He was like, you know, convalescing at home. And all of a sudden, he heard this like a lot of like dogs barking and screaming. So he ran out the house on his crutches, and he saw another set of neighbors' dogs attacking our neighbors' daughters. So he, I mean, animal lovers, you might not want to hear this, but anyway, so he beat the dogs with his crutches to save the girls.
I said they had bitter in a couple places too, though.
Yeah, they were like mauling. They were like mauling them.
Yeah.
And if Dad hadn't come out, then they may have killed the girls because it was how many dogs? Three.
Yeah, and they were them big Doberman
pinchers. Doberman pinchers. And I'm not saying all Dobermans are mean because they're not, but these particular ones, they were kind of, you know, ferocious. Obviously, they were. They were trying to. They were attacking two little girls. So like they were like mauling the girls, and my dad, he saved the girls. He beat the dogs with the crutches.
Yeah,
he didn't kill the dogs. He didn't kill the dogs, but he got the dogs off of them. And the dogs kept trying to, you know, keep attacking the girls, and he just kept having to beat them with the crutch. And then I think some of the other neighbors heard all the commotion, and they called the police. And then the police came and, you know, animal control, and then they got the dogs. So the dogs were euthanized, but
no, they didn't get put to sleep.
Huh?
They didn't do nothing to them. You know, Dad
euthanize those dogs?
Dad got on him. Dad knew the guy.
Well, he knew.
He got on him because the guy used to tie the dogs up in the front of the house. And Dad said, hey, man, you know, after what happened, he said, hey, man, my kids be out here riding their bikes and stuff up and down the sidewalk. They're not allowed to go in the street, so you need to keep your dogs tied up in the back. And he started keeping them dogs. That's why you didn't sell, probably why you thought that's what happened to him, but because he, you know, started keeping them in the back.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I thought they were euthanized because they
were back then, there wasn't no big, it wasn't, you know, the law was different back then. So, you know, stuff was a little different back then. If it happened now, then yeah, they gone. But no, Dad got mad about that because he's like, that would have been my kids. You know, he would have, you know how Dad talked.
Let's just say our dad would have taken a different approach. won't say what he would have done, but
yeah. So the guy, which I still remember his name. He started keeping them dogs.
I know his name. I won't say it on the air, but yeah.
He started keeping them back there in the backyard, and I always thought it was weird too because he kept them dogs tied up in the front like that.
Yeah, why would you keep the dogs tied up in the front, knowing that they barked at everyone?
Right. That was real crazy. But I remember it was early in the morning, though, because like we was on the way to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. He had a weird-looking house, too. And I think that house, I think it's still standing to this day, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got company?
No.
What's that noise?
Yeah, well, for a hot second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, remember? At night, it seems like in our, like we talked about our backyard being spooky, but I just remember a lot of times I would see like this, I guess you would call it fog.
A frog?
A fog.
Oh, a fog. Oh. Yeah.
But it would kind of only be in our backyard.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'm going to tell you something. That neighborhood was a cursed neighborhood. You had those them cabinet courts back over there, not too far, remember?
Yeah.
And you remember it was a vacant house. I'm trying to think how many blocks that was over. You know, it was like right by our house. It wasn't too far. But you remember they found a girl, a little girl.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. So that whole neighborhood was just, it was weird. It was just really weird over that way. You know, I had my best friends who stayed around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have funny feelings inside their house too.
Hmm.
So when you say that fog that you used to see, I noticed that too. And it looked like something you would see like on a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Oh, no.
That kind of
fog. Yeah.
And I think that's probably because of the, you know, the stuff that happened over there in that neighborhood too. I've seen some weird stuff. Some weird stuff that happened over there in that neighborhood, I'm telling you.
Yeah. And like we said before in another episode, it wasn't a bad neighborhood. Actually, it was, you know, like it was a middle class area.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, the houses were huge. The houses were big, you know, and people had pride and stuff, and they kept their houses up. Like, it wasn't. Yeah. I mean, it was a vacant house, but it wasn't on like our block. It was maybe, and then like the houses didn't stay vacant for long because people would come and buy them and like renovate because the houses were so pretty.
Yeah, well, you know what? We did have one. Remember, that was if you stand in front of the house, you had the neighbors next door and the house next to them. Remember, it was vacant.
That house was not vacant. It's just the people. Yeah. They were old people, and they used to come. They used to go out through the back.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a vacant house right there.
No, it wasn't vacant. They were older because I would see them pull out their car, you know, come out through the alley. They parked in the back and they always just back door. So that's why you never saw them. But that house wasn't vacant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you couldn't see my backyard anyway because we had that big privacy fence.
Yeah. The people on the very end, it was an older couple that lived there.
And no, you're talking about the house going towards Goodfellow?
Yeah.
No, opposite.
That was a church.
No. You're going in the wrong direction. If you stand in front of our house facing the door, stand right in front of it, facing the house. If you go to the right, remember the house we were just talking about with the people I'm still in touch with?
Yeah.
Then remember, it was a house next to it, like a grayish, look a stone looking house. It was vacant.
I don't know if that was. Are you sure that wasn't part of the church, like the rectory?
No. It was a house. It was vacant because I remember the window. They had the windows boarded up, except for one window upstairs. And I used to be scared to look over that way. I used to always think I would see somebody standing up there.
But I don't think it was vacant very long, though.
I don't think it. Well, I think they came and boarded it back. I think somebody ended up buying that house, though.
Yeah,
I think
someone they boarded bought it up.
They bought it. I mean, they boarded it up to keep from people vandalizing it because it wasn't a ragged house.
Yeah, while they were renovating.
Yeah, but they had left one window upstairs in the back unboarded, and they used to just be so. I used to be scared to look over that. Standing in that window.
Oh,
it probably was somebody. Oh, yeah. No, you can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to know how many other people felt the same way we felt about their house too. And I'm gonna make that my duty to find out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find out. I can find out about at least three of them.
Yeah. See, you know, ask them if it's okay to share the story or we can on this podcast and tell
them. Okay. Might have to ask the one we, you know, both deal with. I know one of them we deal with, both of us deal with a lot.
Yeah, I talked to her, you know. Well, I mean, you know, I share Facebook posts, but, you know, it's easy to get in touch with her. See if she's willing to share some stories about what she went through in their house, in their big house.
Story about our house too.
Yeah, because they lived in that area before we did. So
yeah, and she used to babysit us. What about that was the only, and then, you know, them houses that go further. What you want?
What'd you say?
Hold on one second.
Okay. Yeah, so that whole area, it's, you know, I need to do some, I mean, I have like basic information. I know it used to be a plantation and it was sold to the city, but I need to do more research because, and, you know, later episodes when I was older, my mother, well, I was just telling them, you know, I need to research the area, and I was going to tell them, you know, in later episodes, well, I'll tell them about the other house that our mom purchased about three blocks away from where we grew up, and I'll have to tell them about that house, but that's for other episodes, so.
That house, that was a crazy house there, man, for real.
I know.
I didn't even stay there with you all the time, but.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in other episodes. We don't want to spoil it. No, because that house could be a whole nother season. Just talk about all the activity there.
Yeah, it could be. It definitely can. That was a weird house, huh, buddy. Boy.
Yeah, we didn't stay there that long because I won't give away too much information, but I would say more activity. You think a lot of activity happened in our childhood home? Oh, no. When my mom bought this other house, a lot of activity happened there. But like I said, that could be a whole other season. So I think that's what will happen.
And that was the last one you all stayed in, too, in St. Louis, wasn't
it? Mm-mm. No, I had.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I bought my house. My house was out in the county. But yeah. I had that house built.
Right, no, they didn't get a chance to see that one.
Yeah, no, that house was fine. It was like in a different county, and it was fine. It was just near the woods, out in the boondocks. But
yeah,
I didn't have any problems with that house.
I didn't think you would. Not out there. I doubt it. I know they don't play out there out that way.
Yeah, no, it was fine.
Yeah, that house was fine. And I'm sorry for the interruption too, because my wife, they see I'm doing something. They don't take into consideration to kind of whisper or write something down.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm talking about this all day, you know, and it irks me sometimes. And if she hears this, I said it.
Don't get nothing started now. You just have to have your own little studio area.
Yeah. I'm going to start a podcast about fussing.
We should have named your major and middle name Fuss.
I'm a fuss about kids of today versus kids of our generation, and that's going to last for about 2 years. I have something to talk about for the next.
So what generation? What's it called? I don't even know the name. I know it's millennials, like our sisters. Millennials, but what is Gen Z? Because I know we're Generation X. Me and you are Generation X.
The kids to be called the lazy generation.
Oh my gosh! So it would be Generation Z, I think. Yeah.
It's lazy.
whatever.
Yeah, but that's a whole nother. I'm gonna stick to the subject because that right there bring me off and I'll talk about it for hours.
So I mentioned something in the last episode and you were like, ooh, you piqued my curiosity. So our family on our mom's side, not all of us, but some of us are really sensitive to the paranormal.
My goodness. Can you all resign, please?
Yes. So, I gotta. I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. We might have to start back up again. Okay, I guess. I'm going to go ahead and end this episode and we'll start it back up because there's a lot of background noise. I'll start it back up. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
So, okay, everyone. So something weird happened while we were recording. I was going to talk about our family trait. And my brother had a phone call from his wife. And then there was like this weird noise. That's why I was like, ooh, what's that noise? And that's why I went on and ended the episode because I was hearing a lot of background noise. And I thought it was from my brother, but I'm not sure where that noise came from. So, this is going to be interesting. So the next time I talk to my brother, we are going to try to have a conversation about what I wanted to mention and what I mentioned in episode number 2 about a family trait that we have. So we're going to talk about it and I guess we'll see what happens. Let's see if we can talk about it on this podcast because, I don't know what that noise was. And I didn't have any sound effects. I don't know if that was my brother. And I don't even know if you all could hear it, but I could hear it. I heard like this really loud, kind of like static noise or something. And I had never heard that before. So, I'm not sure. But like I said, we're gonna talk about it. And I also want to interview a couple of my other family members. I know I've been saying that the whole podcast, but I'm going to see if they'll talk to me because there's some things that we have to mention so you guys will have a better understanding about our childhood and even into adulthood. Because like I said, the house, our childhood home, yes, there was activity there, but the house that I lived in as an adult had a lot of activity too. And I think it was because of the area, because it was in the same area where our childhood home was. It was actually two blocks away and three streets over from where our childhood home was. So the same area. Not even, I would say maybe like a mile, not even a mile away from where we used to live. So that same area where our childhood home was, where we had all the activity, is where our mom bought a old house too and was renovating it. But we didn't stay in, I was in school at the time, I was in college, so I was living there with her, but we didn't stay in a house very long at all because a lot of really strange things happened there. Like I said, that could be a whole other season about everything that happened in that house. So I'm going to end this episode and you all stay tuned because I think we're touching a nerve and you all heard, like I said, the audio kind of messed up. I don't know what happened. I'm not a sound engineer and my brother isn't either, so I don't know what that noise was, but we're going to try to talk about this, so stay tuned. I hope you guys, are interested in our story. I know we repeated a couple of things in this episode, but it's relevant, and there are still other stories that we need to talk about, and the funny thing is, I don't know if you all could tell in my voice, I wasn't sounding congested earlier, but now I'm kind of sound a little nasally, a little congested. So, and I'm not sick. So I don't know. This is weird. And I'm glad you all get to, I'm glad you all get to experience this with us. Like my voice changing and me becoming suddenly congested. And I haven't been congested in a very long time, but I don't know if you all can tell my voice. I'm sounding really nasally for some strange reason. I don't know. But anyway, stay tuned for episode 4 and hopefully we can get through it without any interference. Like I said, and I think it's because of our family trait that I tried to talk about. So stay tuned for episode 4. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe so you are notified when a new episode is posted. Please rate, review, and share this podcast with your friends. Thank you so much for listening.